is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Shots fired on the Florida State University campus in Tallahassee earlier today.
We got the desks and started piling them up against the door. It was pretty hectic.
Two people are dead, six injured, and the suspect is in the hospital after being shot by officers. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There are a number of students on that campus today who were students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in 2018, who were freshmen at that campus and have now gone through two of these things.
The suspect is an FSU student and is the son of a sheriff's deputy. And Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revell says the suspect used his mother's former service weapon.
A lot of times, many agencies, mine included, when we transition to a new handgun, the officers are allowed to purchase the handgun they used prior. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sheriff, but I believe that's the case here. This was a handgun that deputy used prior to them transitioning to a new handgun, and so it was her personal handgun.
No word on a motive. A California judge puts a resentencing hearing for brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez on hold. CBS's Dina Demetrius.
L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman filed a last-minute motion urging the judge to read a comprehensive risk assessment of the brothers from the California Parole Board. The brothers are asking the judge to reduce their prison sentence to 50 years to life, making them eligible for parole in California because they were younger than 26 when they committed the crime. Their attorney Mark Garrigo says the men acted in self-defense after years of sexual abuse by their father. Prosecutors say they did it for a multi-million dollar inheritance.
Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland posts on X a picture of him meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador amid a court fight over his return to the U.S. after his mistaken deportation. Scientists sound alarms as the Trump administration looks to end FDA's routine food inspections and farm them out to state and local agencies. Dr. Peter Lurie with the Center for Science and the Public Interest says the states don't have the money to pick up the slack.
I think the immediate fear on the inspection side is that some food poisoning outbreak will occur that would otherwise have been prevented. And then we could have many people getting infected completely unnecessarily.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments yesterday, in which he warned that the Trump administration's ongoing war is highly likely to increase inflation and slow economic growth, have President Trump fired up.
I'm not happy with him. I let him know it, and if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me.
The president does not have the authority to fire Powell or any commissioner at an independent regulatory agency. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Making an impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Rivers was a teenager living on the streets. He had no one to turn to until one man decided to show compassion.
I couldn't have been luckier. He chose to help me. He's made me part of his family. I mean, I say thank you to him every day. I'd do anything for him.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Don't miss your chance to spring into deals at Lowe's. Right now, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Plus, buy three 19.3-ounce vegetable and herb Bonnie plants for just $10. It's time to give your yard a grow-up. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/23. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Collegiate athletic officials are addressing what's seen as a growing problem.
This is obviously a big part of football.
Big hit, flag down at the very end of the play, and an injured player for Texas Tech.
Now an NCAA committee has approved a rule designed to stop that. If medical personnel go onto the field to evaluate a player with an apparent injury, after the ball is spotted for the next play, that player's team will be charged a timeout. If the team has no timeouts remaining, a 5-yard delay of game penalty will be assessed. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A new survey finds that endangered sea turtles show signs of recovery in a majority of places where they're found worldwide. Scientists measured the impacts of threats such as hunting, pollution, and climate change. In more than half of the areas studied, threats are declining overall. However, sea turtle populations in the Atlantic Ocean are more likely to be recovering than those in the Pacific waters. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely through the overnight. Cloudy skies and gusty south winds. Morning lows in the lower 50s. Be a bit heavy. Shower and storm chances for Friday. The upper 70s. Right now, on.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, you know that dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Child abuse is not problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's stop before it ever happens.
Soy marinero.
News. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain 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 above.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Just skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping. And you, a brown eyed girl.
News, timeless hits on WRJN, and just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
And your nearest Goodwill locations, and to learn more about our mission, goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey. kids cuckoo too. This is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Goodbye. sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love. If it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Go, I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Love me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
You're looking real good like
somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby. Your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. Our world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During classes on the Florida State University Tallahassee campus today,
I hightailed it out of there, ran through the union, pointed at multiple people on the way, started yelling, call 911, there's an active shooter.
Two people died and six have been injured. The 20-year-old suspect, an FSU student, is hospitalized after being shot by officers when he refused to follow orders. He's the son of a sheriff's deputy, and according to Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil,
unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons. And that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
CBS's Skylar Henry with more on the suspect.
Police say the shooter was a longtime member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office's Youth Advisory Council and had a series of engagements with the training programs involved with the department.
President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are among those celebrating the Texas House passing school choice vouchers.
Senate Bill 2 would give parents more than $10,000 in taxpayer money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Republican State Rep Brad Buckley.
Empowering parents to choose the educational path that best fits their child's needs.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Senator Chris Van Hollen's spokesperson confirms to CBS News that the senator has met with Kilmar Abrego-Garcia in El Salvador. In a picture posted online by Van Hollen, Abrego-Garcia appears in street clothes and in what looks like a private restaurant setting, not a prison. His wife says her prayers have been answered because she now knows that her husband is alive. El Salvador's president says Abrego-Garcia will remain in custody. The Supreme Court agrees to hear arguments in May on the issue of nationwide injunctions involving President Trump's efforts to nullify birthright citizenship. This case appears to be whether federal district court judges can impose sweeping that apply nationwide. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
So far, every court that has decided this issue has relied on the 14th Amendment to say that the